Hello, everybody. August 17th, 2010. We were just chatting about going into a Mercury retrograde and things seeming more erratic than they already are. And so just to be aware, with all the usual chaos and the ups and downs of, and everything, with the Mercury retrograde, we're going to get even more of that. So we'll just look at how this is all going to play out. Last week we started talking about the fact that the Saturn that's been in Virgo for a long time is now moving into Libra. So this goes right along with what we've been talking about the in-breath. So for the last period of time, maybe since the beginning of time, at least the last 26,000 years, we've been working with the out-breath of creation, the out-breath of the universe, the out-breath of God. And now the 2012 and the energies moving up to that, things have shifted. Now we're working with the in-breath, which means we're coming back into the oneness with spirit. And with Saturn moving out of Virgo into Libra, Libra has to do with relationships. So what this means is how does everybody relate to the oneness? So everybody gets to reassess how they experience the oneness, how they experience the in-breath, how they experience that connection with the oneness. So we have 2 years of Saturn in Libra. So it's an interesting astrological alignment that people are going to be focusing on relationships. And of course Saturn is the one that's the grounding energy. What lessons do people need to learn? How do people need to reassess their relationships? How do people need to reassess their relationships with themselves and with the oneness? And most importantly of all, how do people reassess their relationship with the in-breath? So this is a major pivotal time for people to reassess their relationship with the universe, with spirit, with the alignment with the galactic, as we've talked about, that we're moving from, according to the definition of the Mayans, the cosmic, the eighth step on the pyramid into the ninth wave, from the cosmic to the galactic. So most importantly, how do people experience their relationship with something bigger than just 3D? How do people experience being part of a galactic creation? So that's the major assessment that's happening right now, and everything seems upside down with all the planetary changes and floods and everything else. But the energies are being reversed, so they're being reversed back into the experience of oneness. So everybody's scrambling. What does this mean? What does this mean? And in 3D, we've been held in a certain position in 3D. There's certain templates. Some channels or people that are aware have said that there's about 500 templates that we've been held in 3D. And we talked about this last week also, where these structures or templates or forms or 3D forms, I mean, they're kind of like forms. You think if you're going to mold something, you mold it into a form, or even if you're going to make bread, you put it in a form, you put it in a pan. Well, the same way for us, the same way on the out-breath of the divine, energy's been put into 3D, and there's been certain forms that we've had to literally conform to in 3D, and there's been about 500 3D templates that everybody's been under the influence of. And we've talked about how that's starting to break up. And all the forms have affected the reptilian brain, which means that people have had to focus on how to learn how to survive in 3D. So the reptilian, or the base of the brainstem, I almost mixed that word up, the brainstem, it's where we do are affected by survival. So our urge to survive and just focus on what do we need to do to survive in 3D hasn't incorporated how do we become these galactic human beings and how do we thrive when we introduce 5D, when we introduce higher dimensions, when we introduce the dimensions of expanding our energy field out and out and out and connecting our energy field with these higher vibrations in our physical body. This has never been done before, at least on planet Earth, where we where as a planet, everybody on the planet has an opportunity to really experience the oneness of the higher dimensions in the physical body. We have been operating out of a survival basis. So now we're looking at the possibility that one of the templates have influenced us to stay focused on survival. And as we talk about Saturn moving into Libra, we also think about, okay, how is this going to affect our relationships? Our relationships are no more, don't have to be just about survival anymore. Maybe it's not just about having to be stay married to someone that you're unhappy with, or codependence, or all these different relationship terms. So the template of survival is being released from the brainstem, from the reptilian brain. That's one way that it's showing up. So you can again notice if maybe your thoughts feel fuzzy, or if your neck hurts, or things like that. So notice how with these matrix templates being released, these 3D matrix templates being released, how not only your physical body feels different, but how your relationships around you feel differently. And I actually went to visit a friend of mine last night, and we were just noting, seeing how we were relating differently. So you might notice people, I hadn't seen her for a couple months, so you might notice how we were talking about that, how people that maybe might be more noticeable, people you haven't seen for a couple months, how suddenly there may be more space to relate in a different way, or there may be more feelings of love flowing between you. And that's what I experienced with this friend of mine. There was just kind of more openness and more freedom. And she was telling me about something that she was releasing about me, where she thought I hadn't been there for her at one time, and she was acknowledging it was her own abandonment issues. This is the type of recalibration that's happening right now. And what I'm noticing really, really works is that whatever's going on around me in any relationships, in any areas of my life, is just to totally pull the energy back into me and say, okay, whatever happens, I'm just going to just say, I take totally responsibility for this, of course, which we've known all along. But it just breaks up that feeling that it's actually breaking up the template. And as we pull the energy back into ourselves from whatever situations we've been in that don't work for us, or maybe seem a little bit crazy, or maybe we want to change them slightly, we pull the energy back into ourselves and recalibrate and notice that we actually have more space in ourselves to see things differently. And of course we know based on quantum physics that the observer is what creates the world around them. And according to quantum physics, if a tree falls in a forest, does it make a sound if there's no one there to hear it? The answer is no, because the eardrums vibrate. So if there's no one there to hear it, there's no one there to observe it making a sound. In quantum physics, the tree does not make a sound. So this has to do with the fact that the universe comes to life as we observe it. It has to do with the oneness, that we're not separate from the universe. As we observe the universe responds to us. With these 500 templates, around 500 3D templates in place that are now breaking up, it's been harder to experience that direct connection of how the universe is actually created for life and because of us interacting with the universe, us interacting with the world around us. That's what creates it. We're inherently part of it. So this is what we can start to experience more directly as these templates break up and as 3D breaks up. Then the veil is being lifted of us having that direct experience of creating the life around us. And the 3D is now not seen as isolated. So when the universe actually started, the universe as we know it, this solar system, the scientists called it the Big Bang. But what actually happened was that dimensions were bleeding through from the higher consciousness, the higher realm. So it's actually 3D, the 3D experiment basically opened up for higher realms. So now what's happening is that we're not isolated in a 3D experiment anymore. We've moved into 5D. We can reconnect with those higher realms. And that's what we're now allowed to expand into and allowed to experience. So in this moment in history, it's basically recalibration, recalibration, expand, expand, recalibrate, expand, expand. Notice how things are different. Manage your energy, pull it in, let it go. So it's definitely a lot of movement. A lot of movement is involved with this with this in-breath, out-breath, breath of God, inhaling and exhaling. Also, part of what's happening with the recalibration templates is that there's actually going to be more access to conscious breathing. So we talk about the flow of the universe, the flow of creation being an in-breath and an out-breath, and an inhale and an exhale. So for us Kundalini yogis, or anyone, a really great exercise to practice is conscious breathing. And not only just sitting down during your yoga practice to practice the conscious breathing, but any time that shows up for you, to remember to really take in a big breath, really expand it in your body, and as you expand your own in-breath, just notice as you breathe in that you can break up any templates or matrices in your body that either restrict your body, or if there's things around you that you feel a restriction, with your breath, breathe those in and just see them break up, because that's actually what's happening right now. These templates are actually breaking up. They're falling away like dust. They're no longer being held in place by, so to speak, the universe, the creator or spirit, or however this experiment was set up. So it's actually a really liberating time, but it's a time when the physical bodies are also recalibrating. So again, the breath, conscious breathing, noticing, you know, to do, roll your shoulders, lift up on your diaphragm, open up your heart chakra, keep your neck fluid. With the reptilian, the brainstem template being in place, it kept people locked in their heads, but this is breaking up, and we noticed, as we talked about with the new moon in Leo last Tuesday, that's an example of the energy moving into the heart and people able to get and connect with what's their own love and the love around them. Then also it has to do with people being able to contribute, make their contribution to what the new 5D world is going to look like. So it has to do with each of us really expressing our own potential and getting it out there in the world and sharing it with others. And we're moving into the Pisces full moon, which again is that experience of oneness, that experience of merging with all that is. So we've got the heart merging with spirit, merging into 5D, merging into oneness. So astrologically, things are set up to really support us in this transition. Humans have learned to live in a kind of compacted 3D way, but as these restrictions are lifted and the field expands and we release these body templates, then you can know that there is more room. There is more room to feel, to experience more of what it is to be a co-creator. But while this is all happening, things may get a little crazy, as we've been saying, with the world around us. So the more that you can anchor, the more that you can feel the expansion and stabilize that, that's the Libra and Saturn. Saturn's a stabilizing influence. We can feel that it's a taskmaster and it's heavy, but it's also stabilizing. The more that you can be a point of stabilizing this frequency and grounding it on the planet for others, the more that you'll really be able to anchor in these frequencies and make your contribution just by doing that. That's the hugest contribution that you can make right now, is feeling the expansion and anchoring in these frequencies, relating to the oneness and breathing it in and stabilizing by the chanting and your breathing. And that's what we're all scrambling to do. We're scrambling to, how do we stabilize? And the way we learn how to stabilize, among the many techniques that we've been talking about, is also to really understand that what we're moving into is an experience of harmonics. It's an experience of how we harmonize with these higher frequencies, how we experience in the physical body. So the more we can understand that prayer and and blessings and those kind of energies are really in alignment with these new harmonics that are coming through, these new sounds. So that's why our chanting is so important. But it's a harmonic. There's new harmonics coming onto the planet. 5D has a different frequency, a different vibration, a different harmonic frequency. So it's also about harmonizing and learning how to harmonize with these higher frequencies. So as these harmonics come in, we can breathe them in, we can let them come in, and we can ask for alignment, and we might be drawn to doing a certain chant or breathing a certain way or talking to someone in a certain tone of voice, and that will just, even your voice can align people. So those are some of the really important pieces to understand, that this harmonic resonance on the planet is going to be really important. As a practical example, and I'm sure many of you already do this, one simple way that I work with harmonizing is when I want a parking place, in my mind I just start chanting to Guru Ram Dass. So I set up that harmonic frequency with opening the heart, with the Guru Ram Dass chant, with Guru Ram Dass, and it's pretty amazing. Yesterday I was just actually driving, actually it was Sunday because there was a lot of people around. I was just driving over to the rec area where there's a swimming pool, but there's also a park, and, you know, it was Sunday, so the families were out, and it's right across from the beach. So as I drove there, it seemed like every parking place for miles down the road was all taken up. So what I did is I thought, I better start chanting now. So I prepared the space. I started chanting the Guru Ram Dass chant. And as I pulled up, it was amazing. All of a sudden, it seemed like all these cars pulled out at the same time. 1, 2, 3, 4. I just had my choice of parking spaces. So that's a simple example of getting the harmonics aligned before you want something to happen for you. So getting the harmonics aligned, and again, we can do it by chanting, by intention, but this is more important than ever, and we've known about this, but this is the time of, it's a transition from kind of a power over, a survival paradigm where we're using the earth and using the resources of the earth for how we want them to be used, for our own survival, to moving into these higher frequencies and harmonizing with these frequencies, and then what we need will open up for us. So it's an awareness that we need to harmonize and move into the heart, into harmony with the frequencies of the planet, with the frequencies of the heart, with the frequencies of each other, with the frequencies of the oneness. And as we move into those harmonics, then magically, things open up for us, whether it's as seemingly as simple as the parking space to much bigger energies. But this is the time of aligning with harmonics. It's no longer the time of power over. It's no longer the time of survival. It's no longer the time of I'm just going to not notice anything else that's happening and just, you know, exploit the environment as we've seen, or take advantage of people, or however that shows up in the lower frequencies. As we bring more and more light onto the planet and ground it in, where people are out of harmony, it's going to show up more and more, whether it's on a bigger scale, whether it's corruption in the government, or a smaller scale with the situations around you. You'll notice yourself when you're out of harmony. So this is a really key piece to be aware of as we move into the expansion of these higher frequencies. We're expanding in a way that keeps us in harmony with these frequencies all the way down into 3D, into our bodies, and we're bringing these higher frequencies into our bodies. This can create kind of a feeling of vulnerability as we really expand out, but we know as we keep connected to our breathing and aligning with the harmonies that the energy will flow and will be guided where we need to maybe release old matrixes or old emotions, and where we need to show up and teach that to other people and harmonize with other people. And it can be even non-verbally. We can imagine if we're going to see a friend or even going to a situation that we harmonize with that situation first. We harmonize with what we want to see happen in that situation. And then when we move into that situation, we're going to have the alignment and the support of all the dimensions. So that's some of the basic energies that we're working with during this time of Libra, Saturn in Libra, oneness, the in-breath, coming back into spirit from the cosmic to the galactic energies. And astrologically, yes, as we said a minute ago, we're moving into this Mercury retrograde, which is a time to reevaluate, to slow down, to take stock of what we value and get connected with our inner core, our inner values, and how we're going to move forward. So yes, it almost slows us down, so we have to take a look. We have to reevaluate. So this morning we had a favorable aspect with Saturn and Jupiter. So again, Saturn's the grounding and Jupiter's the expansion. So it could be, have felt like an expanded morning for you, or maybe you had different creative ideas. Just be aware of those times when it happens, and then bringing that into the breath, into harmony. And tonight we're going to have some Venus-Mars energy, which means how do we move forward with what we love? So again, between the Leo new moon and the Pisces full moon, yes, how do we move forward embracing what we love? So those are some of the energies we're working with right now. So we're going to go ahead and do our Rama Dasa for healing for the planet. And we'll harmonize with that healing and think about what healing energies we want to bring through for ourselves, for the people around us that need them, and for all the places in the planet that definitely need healing. So the planet needs a lot of light and healing right now. inhale, bring healing energy to the world. As you let the breath go, let healing energy go out to the world wherever it's needed. And inhale, bring healing energy as you exhale out to the people in need, people that you know and other people that need healing, send it into the grid. And inhale, bring healing into yourself, placing your hands on your heart. And exhaling, letting the healing energy go throughout your whole body. Into your fingertips, down into your toes, and up into your head. Beautiful. And slowly come back, come back, come back.